Good morning, it's Mitch Gannon with your headlines for Glasshouse Country and Melania News and The Sentinel this week. The big story for Glasshouse Mountains is the Planning and Environmental Court's decision to allow Glasshouse Quarry to expand, to double expansion to 1.2 million tonnes over the coming years. There's a whole bunch of legal hurdles to jump through, but that issue's been running through council and courts for years now, so that's a big decision for the region. In other news, we've got a major new gateway to the Sunshine Coast has officially opened with the $24 million Glasshouse Mountains Service Station, or Travel Centre as they now call them, welcoming motorists on the Bruce Highway. The new precinct includes major fast food outlets, EV charging stations, and they reckon it's going to cater for over 150,000 vehicles per day. Local poultry producers are tightening biosecurity measures as authorities monitor Australia's H5 bird flu detections in wild seabirds. Thankfully, there's still no cases in Queensland or commercial property, and the egg industry says supplies remain secure. So it's just being alert, I think, is the main issue there for those organisations. A Flaxton couple who have spent more than two decades restoring a degraded cattle property into thriving native forests have been recognised with a Healthy Planet Award at the Sunshine Coast Biosphere Awards. That went to Ian Webster and Di Lansky, who have planted nearly 40,000 local native trees. So a nice story there. And in the Sentinel, our big story this week is Somerset Waterways are set to get a boost with new underwater cod hotels installed in the Brisbane River, and a striking new mural unveiled at Fernvale as part of a major fish habitat restoration project. We're also out at the Medieval Fair this weekend. We're all dressed up. We're taking plenty of photos and videos, so we've got lots of socials this week as well. It's a beautiful weekend and day when we were there, so check those out. Safety upgrades will begin next week at the Mount Mee Road and Lewington Road intersection after the state government redesigned the project to save two historic gum trees. This followed strong community opposition. And more than a dozen rural and auxiliary fire brigades converged on Kilcoy for Operation Icebreaker, sharpening their skills and teamwork ahead of the coming bushfire season. So check out that. We've also got Showtime in Lowood. We've got our spotlights on Woodford, Wamuran, and plenty more. So check out those headlines in the Sentinel, Glasshouse Country, Melania News this week. And I'll be back next Monday. See you then.